So finally this morning, happening around town, the Findlay Kiwanis Club Pancake Day fundraisers. Almost here. Jeremy Strapp, Brian Ballman with us in the studio this morning. And we were just talking before we went on the air. This is, I always enjoy talking about the Kiwanis Cup Pancake Day event because it's another sure sign that spring is right
it's
around
almost
the corner.
Here. It's almost here, right.
Sure. You were saying, though, this is actually a little bit earlier than it's been years past.
Yeah, it's about a week earlier. Normally it's sometime in the middle of March, but this year it is the first weekend of March. It's March 2nd, which is next Saturday from 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Findlay High School, just like in the past. But one interesting part this year, and I don't know if this ever happened before in the history of our club, but this is March 2nd. It's also the birthday of our club. It
really?
It was founded back, and the charter was given to us back on March 2nd, 1920. So we're celebrating 104 years this year.
Wow.
So we're going to have a party.
You're going to have a big party.
Big party.
Talk a little bit about what Kiwanis does. For those who are not familiar, I mean, we've all heard of the Kiwanis Club, but what is it that is the mission of the Kiwanis?
So it really, we do things like Kiwanis Pancake Day because it all goes back to the kids of Findlay and Hancock County through our program, Kiwanis Closets, whereby certain kids, whether they have a spill or whatever that day, they can come and they can get pants, shirt, socks, underwear. But also, it's a little more than that, in that if they're in need, they can go and get those clothes, no questions asked. Yeah. But we're also pretty proud of the Brook Locker Memorial Park over by the Little Red Schoolhouse. We do that. I certainly, as a kid, I remember going to the Little Red Schoolhouse, you know, on the field trips. But we have a shelter house there where they can have their lunch. Mm-hmm. They can have recess on the park. It's sort of an all, you know, kind of inclusive and, experience for the kids. And we're pretty proud of it. Of course, in honor of Mr. Brooklocker, a longtime secretary of our club. And
a board member at the Hancock County Historical Society, because that ground is owned by the Historical Society. So we developed the park 4 years ago for 100th anniversary as a gift to the city and to the county. Community. So it's a great way to give back, and all of our funds that we generate through Pancake Day and some of the other Purse Bingo is another big fundraiser we have throughout the year, and that's in the summertime. All those funds go right back to the community, right back to the kids.
And there's more than just all-you-can-eat pancake and sausage, which is, you know, one of the, obviously, the big draw on Pancake Day. You've got some other stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll have a kids zone, which is always a fun time. Different groups will come in to have fun with the kids. We'll have a 50-50 drawing. I think we're going to be doing pancakes and sausage this year. This is a fun game that we do every year at Purse Bingo. It's a little fundraiser we have throughout the day, and it's going to be a lot of fun where you get to pick sides, you know, and either you see you're a pancake or you're a sausage, and then you flip a coin, and it's a fun game.
Okay.
A lot of fun that we'll bring that into the event as well. So a lot of fun things going on that day.
And you have a raffle going on?
Be a 50-50 as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and again, it's 7 to 1. You can come whenever.
Yeah, exactly.
And stay for as long as you like.
That's right.
And hang out. How many people does it take to pull off an event like this?
A small army.
Yeah, it's a small army.
There are a lot of people in the back that that don't get seen on Pancake Day.
Yeah.
And it's a well-oiled machine, for sure.
It's all hands on deck, and not just within our club. But we have several service organizations that we partner with in our community. We have a key club, a Kiwanis Key Club. It's at Findlay High School, at Van Buren High School as well. There's also Builders Club, which is a younger middle school group that's at Macomb. They come and help us. The Key Club comes to help us. Blanchard Valley Center, the Action Club there, comes and helps us. We're also got, I think, a couple of different 4-H groups that are going to be stopping by to lend a hand. So it really is all hands on deck.
And I know in years past, you know, you've had celebrity pancake flippers as well. So you never know who might be flipping your pancakes.
Yeah, so we're
so to speak.
Yeah, we're kind of excited this year with of course, it being our club's birthday on March 2nd, but Ohio's birthday on March 1st, we'll have both Representative Cross and Senator McCulley. We'll do a little, I think we're going to do a little birthday pancake for the state of Ohio as well with those guys around. So. Yeah.
How do folks get tickets?
Yeah, let's talk tickets. Yep, absolutely. Tickets are available at the door, of course, on the day of the event, but also from your favorite Kiwanian ahead of time. From your favorite Kiwanian, you can also pick up tickets at Trends on Main, AAA Finley, and Heavenly Pizza. They've been great partners with us over the years, so we appreciate it.
Again, the date is Saturday, March 2nd, so coming up here in just a week or so, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Findlay High School cafeteria for the Kiwanis Club Pancake Day fundraiser. And, you know, we mentioned, you know, celebrating the anniversary of the club's more than 100 years. That doesn't happen without great members, and you're always looking for more.
Absolutely. And please join us. We meet on Wednesdays at noon at St. Mark's, the dock, and it is open to the public, so stop on out. Anyone can join us and see what we're all about. It's the most fun meeting in town. We really do have a good time every week.
We've got a link up for more information at our webpage about the Kiwanis Club and about the Pancake Day fundraiser on March 2nd. And again, Jeremy Strapp and Brian Bowman, thanks very much, gentlemen.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep, thanks, Chris.